Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. In Tel Aviv, you can expect clear skies, perfect for a stroll outside. Jerusalem is enjoying a mild day with a gentle breeze. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly, making for a warm afternoon. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, just in, Netanyahu held direct talks with Hamas during the 2014 Gaza War, bypassing Israel's security establishment. Also, JNS reports earlier this hour that Turkish intelligence is increasingly influential in Syria. This has prompted Israeli strikes over concerns of rearmament supported by Ankara. Also this hour, YNET warns that Israeli strikes may derail a potential ceasefire and disarmament in Gaza, as noted by Trump's former Gaza official. Separately from JTA, earlier today, a second Reform synagogue in Ramat HaSharon has had its windows broken. The city's mayor reiterates a commitment to pluralism and tolerance. And finally, I-24 News EN reports from earlier today that a second Reform synagogue in Israel has been vandalized, with windows broken in an apparent act of intolerance. Reaction has been swift on social media. Aaron David Miller, a seasoned analyst on international affairs, posted earlier today that recent events highlight the arrogance of great powers, referencing a story by the Wall Street Journal. Meanwhile, Gideon Saar, Israel's foreign minister, announced earlier today that Dutch representatives will be expelled due to anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government, including a ban on trade from certain Israeli territories. In a related development, Balaz News reported earlier today that Israel has ordered Dutch diplomats to leave within a week, following the Dutch parliament's approval of controversial trade legislation. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Netanyahu's undisclosed talks in 2014, the Jerusalem Post reveals that these negotiations with Hamas were a shock to Israel's security heads. The secret channel raises concerns about decision-making transparency at the highest levels. This revelation could impact trust within Israel's political and security sectors. Turning to the situation involving Turkish intelligence in Syria, JNS reports that Ankara's influence in Syria is growing, prompting Israeli airstrikes in response to potential threats. Former IDF officers express concern over Syria's military buildup under Turkish support. This development could escalate tensions between Israel and Turkey. Meanwhile, the ongoing conflict in Gaza sees warnings from Nikolai Mladenov, a former Gaza official, as YNET highlights. He cautions that Israeli military actions may hinder a ceasefire and disarmament efforts. This situation complicates peace initiatives and affects the humanitarian conditions on the ground. In related news, the vandalism of a second Reform synagogue in Ramat HaSharon, as reported by JTA, underscores challenges to religious tolerance in Israel. Local authorities reaffirm their support for religious diversity amidst these troubling events. This could lead to increased measures to protect minority communities. On the economic front, first, Keytech reports that SanDisk is cutting jobs in Israel despite a substantial increase in its stock value driven by AI advancements. This move affects employees at its development centers, signaling shifts in the tech job market. Separately, YNET Business notes that Starbucks is asking Seattle-area employees to relocate or face job loss as it invests heavily in a new office in Nashville. This is part of broader restructuring efforts by the coffee giant. And finally, Walla Business details Iran's announcement of a massive gas field discovery. The field is expected to yield substantial resources, impacting global energy markets and potentially altering regional dynamics. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.